Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Since you've been gone, I feel my life slipping away.
Well, 38 special bringing us back there. 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there. We update that website every single day. A new video every week. New poll question every week. You can subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Everything that we're planning on doing this week, we tell you about it in advance with a newsletter. So check it out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jerry Ripperger is our guest. He's with the Principal Financial Group. We're talking about, what are you going to do with your business when you're ready to get rid of it, when you're ready for somebody else to take it and to pay you for the privilege? And we all know about the banking situation that's going on right now. We all know about, all the issues in the marketplace. And a lot of people, Jerry Ripperger, are really feeling a little bit dour about the opportunity to sell their business. But there's a financial transaction, a financial method that has government approval and government benefits, tax benefits, that they can use. Tell us about it.
Sure, Jim. They're called Employee Stock Ownership Plans.
ESOPs, Employee Stock Ownership Programs, all right?
Yep, and it's a qualified retirement plan that's set up and can be used to help with the orderly transition of the business to the employee. So it's a very effective tool. It's tax advantaged, and beauty is it guarantees you a buyer at fair market value because you make your own buyer, your employees.
Right.
And that's not a small thing because a lot of companies, there may not be a ready buyer to purchase that business. And there's also a social component there because many times, particularly if you're in a knowledge-based business, the value of the company is more tied up in patents, trademarks, intellectual property, which may not allow those jobs to stay in that community. And those business owners are pillars of the community. So there's very much a social aspect of how selling to the employees can help maintain a viable business in that local community.
Well, plus the fact that whenever a business owner who doesn't know about ESOP looks around, they say, okay, who could buy my business? All right, maybe they put it up for sale and they get offers, they get prospects coming in kicking the tires. And one of the big concerns they have is will the new owner work with the existing staff? And that's a real can of worms. I mean, it might work and it might not work. And a lot of times it prevents the deal from coming down. So if the owner turns around and says, "Wait a minute, why don't I just sell the business to the employees?" Then the next thing they say is, "Well, where's their money going to come from? How are they going to pay that for that?" And this is where ESOP comes in, right?
Yep, and that's where the ESOP comes into play. Because of the tax advantages, you actually fund a very significant part of the purchase of the business through an advantageous tax treatment.
Tell us how this thing works. So let's say we got a company, the owner talks to do they talk to the top? Is it top management that gets to buy it? Is it all? Does it have to be all the employees? How does it work?
It has to be a broad base of employees. Because remember, it's a retirement plan,
right?
So it's going to be subject to the non-discrimination test that a retirement plan has.
Right.
Now, typically what's going to happen is as shares are allocated, they're allocated on what's called pay-to-pay. So they're allocated based on what your salary is. So your highly compensated employees will have a bigger ownership stake over time.
Right.
Then you're less highly compensated employee.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives broad ownership to the employee base.
Mm-hmm. And then the employees get together and decide who's going to run the company and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, and actually one of the real beauties of an ESOP is the selling owner maintains control of the business.
Until they pay them out.
Well, until they make a decision to exit completely.
Right.
Okay. Let's say, for example, Jim, that I own a $20 million business, and I want to sell 40% of that to the ESOP.
Uh-huh.
I'm still completely in control of that company.
Ah.
Which is why an ESOP can be a very useful tool to create a liquidity event for an an owner that's looking to diversify their portfolio.
Well, does it happen that way most of the time, where it's a percentage of the business is sold rather than the entire business?
It's very common, Jim. You actually do what they call a two-stage transaction.
Right.
So you initially sell a minority interest to the ESOP.
Right.
And maybe 7 to 10 years later.
When that's paid off, when you've kind of paid that down, so they don't have to bite off too much at one time.
Correct.
And it's a transition, right? I mean, that's what you're saying, is it helps them transition from employee to owner, and they start understanding how servicing the debt looks and how their pay is mm-hmm. going to be affected by the purchase of the company, that kind of thing.
Yep. And the thing about the ESOP is, although it's beneficially owned by the participant, you don't have to share all your financial information and all your trade secrets with your employee.
In the first phase.
You never have to. The only required reporting that you have to do is your annual retirement plan statement. Hmm. Now, obviously, we would encourage to build that ownership culture that you share a greater amount of information,
right?
Because obviously, if you're owner of the company, you do little things like turn the lights off when you leave the room because it's your company.
So the money that you pay, the acquisition of the company as you acquire it becomes an investment for each employee in their retirement plan.
Correct. It's a retirement plan asset for them, and frankly, we find the average ESOP participant has five times retirement savings as someone who has, like, for example, a 401k plan.
Right. Right. Jerry, hold on to that thought. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. I'm going to ask Jerry to help to remind us about the tax advantages. And also, you know, where does the money come from, though? I mean, you know, ESOP doesn't come with its own money. Somebody has to pay for this company somewhere. We're going to get Jerry to help us out with that. Jerry Ripperger, ladies and gentlemen, he's with the Principal Financial Group. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.